different.
那个254的英文是主是我的牧者。
In English, it's saying that the Lord is my shepherd.
那它的意思跟诗篇23篇是很像的。
And it's very similar to Psalm 23.
但是中文的赞美诗，它把它改写，它的题目是方言宝贵。
But in the Chinese lyrics, it's changed, and the translation are about how precious the words are.
因为我们如果以诗篇23篇为歌词的诗歌有好几首。
There are many hymns that refer to Psalm 23.
你如果看我们的赞美诗里面，大概有三首，至少有三首是跟诗篇23篇有关系的。
If we look at the hymn book, there are at least three hymns that have to do with Psalm 23.
但是讲到圣灵的部分，在原有的赞美诗里面，就是在西方所流行的赞美诗里面，很少有讲到方言祷告。
But actually, in terms of hymns, there are very few that really talk about praying in tongues.
不要说方言祷告，光是讲得圣灵，那个领受圣灵的喜就很少。
Not even just speaking in tongues, but in terms of receiving the Holy Spirit, there are very few hymns.
那是因为，自从第一世纪使徒逐渐凋零之后，圣灵的工作逐渐的在诗人当中消失了。
In the first century, the apostles, and then once the truth was changed, there was a disappearance of the Spirit.
那我们从圣经所读的，特别在《使徒行传》，包括在旧约圣经，以及使徒他们当时候所经历的，却是非常的清楚。我们要领受圣灵，要受圣灵的洗。
But from the Acts of the Apostles and even the Old Testament, we know that it is very important to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵的一个证据就是一定是说出方言。
And the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is that you would speak in tongues.
可是经过了1000多年，主的门徒信耶稣的人渐渐失去了这个体验。
But after about 1,000 years, the believers of the Lord, were gradually losing this experience.
我们现在所唱的诗歌，我们赞美诗里面所收集的最古老的，当然除了少数是一些古典时期的作曲家所写的曲之外，大部分都是19世纪的时候所做的诗歌。
Many of the hymns that we sing were from a long time ago, and some even as old as from the 19th century.
所以大概都是18多少年的时候所写的那个诗歌了。
So there were songs written in the 1800s.
那有一两首是那个像马丁路德在16世纪的时候所写的。
There were one or two that were written by Martin Luther in 16th century.
你就想说，其实从第13世纪以后，一直到第19世纪、20世纪初。 基本上，那时候的基督徒已经不知道什么叫做灵言祷告。
But we know that even by the 15th century, all those believers, they already did not know how to pray in the Spirit.
因为这个时候圣灵的工作好像就已经沉寂了，就好像那个雨都没有降在地上，干旱，大家不知道说得圣灵是怎么样的那种感受。
It was like a spiritual drought, and there was a disappearance of the Holy Spirit, so people didn't even know the experience.
那更不用说，教会根本就不再讲这个问题。And
the church were already not discussing this problem.
他是故意的把神赐圣灵的应许把它掩盖掉了。And
so he was purposely covering this evidence of the Holy Spirit.
因为讲的人自己没有体验，他怎样去跟信徒说呢？
Because if the speakers did not have it experience, then how could they tell the believers?
圣经所记的这些应许，他根本没有体验过，他没有办法去分享给别人的。
If they couldn't even understand this promise, then they couldn't share it with people.
这是为什么在诗歌里面你找不到，在有许多跟我们现在的这个圣灵的体验有关系的。
This is why many of these hymns, it's very hard to find ones that have to do with our experience of the Holy Spirit.
那等到，你看神借着圣灵1917年建立了真耶稣教会以后。
But after the Holy Spirit had established the True Jewish Church in 1917,
你就会发现说，现在很多的基督教，他们也一起在追求圣灵的充满，被圣灵被要说出灵言，来享受属灵的快乐。
Gradually, there were also many more Christian churches that also realized the importance of the Holy Spirit and pursuing this joy.
那得圣灵一定是讲灵言。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues.
所以我们现在诗歌254首呢，事实上是教会基于要去说明我们的教义，特别去用这个歌曲本身去改编我们的歌词的。
So if you look at hymn 254 in the Chinese lyrics, you can see that it's actually explaining our church doctrines.
你看第一节说方言宝贵，怎么能不说？
First verse.
方言宝贵，怎么可以不说？
When you're speaking in tongues, it's very precious. How can you not speak them?
他说这就是灵洗的凭据，符合圣经啊。
This is the evidence of the spiritual baptism and according to the Bible.
古今盛会如出一辙，人若反对，何等愚拙。
The Holy Spirit from the past is consistent, and if people are against this, they are foolish.
弟兄姐妹，我们看看这里面所宣告的，就是我们今天每个弟兄姐妹所体验的共同的信仰。
So, brothers and sisters, if we look at these, that this is the common faith that we have.
古今盛会如出一辙，就是说，在古时候，在主耶稣那个时代。使徒他们所领受的跟我们今天所领受的是一模一样的。
This means that in the olden times, the same Holy Spirit that was given to the apostles are the same as for us today.
当初真教会在强调要受圣灵洗的时候，多少人反对攻击教会。
When the true church was proclaiming that you had to be baptized by the Spirit, there were so many people opposing this.
甚至那个时候，有人甚至说，真耶稣教会五十年之后就不见了。
There were even people that would say that true Jesus Church will just disappear in a few decades.
但是事实上。不但没有不见，而且现在已经传播到世界超过60个国家。
Not only did it not disappear, but it has been preached in more than 60 countries.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵启示真理。
Because the Holy Spirit reveals the truth.
因为圣灵赐给我们力量，让我们可以进入真理里面。
Because the Holy Spirit gives us strength so that we may enter into the truth.
这是主耶稣基督的应许，救赎的计划里面的一部分。
This is a promise of the Holy, of the Lord Jesus and part of the salvation plan.
人若反对，何等愚拙。
If people oppose this, how foolish are they?
但是如果他来祷告祈求，他所得到感受又是何等的深刻。
But if they pray and receive this, then how deep would their experience be?
我们第二节说方言宝贵怎么能不说圣经明训不可弃绝
Verse 2 says How can you not speak the precious words in tongues You cannot get rid of the clear doctrines from the Bible
这个是圣经明明写的应许啊
The Bible has written very clearly
我们不可以弃绝的我们要相信旧约圣经所说的包括也相信新约圣经里面主耶稣跟使徒所教训的
It's a promise that we cannot abandon and it is something from the Old to the New Testaments
那第二节接下去说，若用讲道需有翻译；若用祷告，能得神悦。
And then verse 2 says that if you are speaking in sermons, you need to have interpreting, and then if you are praying, then you will be pleased by God.
这就说明在使徒那个时代，真的他们那个圣灵的工作非常明显，甚至那个可以用灵言讲道，但是会有人翻译说圣灵到底在讲什么。
This means that in the apostolic times, the Holy Spirit was working so mightily that people would speak in tongues in sermons, but then people would interpret that.
这个如果没有经过实际的体验，根本不了解他在讲什么道理啊。
If you could not have experienced this, you wouldn't have understood.
但是用灵言去讲出神的话语，在真耶稣教会里面就真的出现过的。
But speaking in tongues to speak the doctrines of God, this has appeared in true Jesus Church before.
这个在我们的早期教会历史里面有非常多次的用灵言，这个被感动的人直接用灵言讲，那有一个人就起来翻译说圣灵在讲什么，都是跟我们的信徒很重要的道理。
In early church history, there have been recordings of how people were moved by the Holy Spirit, so they started to speak in tongues, and they were speaking in doctrines, and then someone would be able to interpret them.
这一定是要翻译的。
And this would need interpreting.
因为这个灵言是对人讲的。
Because these are spoken to people.
如果人家不明白，白讲了没用。
And if people don't understand, then it is a waste of their words.
所以如果是灵言讲道，对人说一定要翻译。
So if they're speaking the sermons in the spirit, then there needs to be.
没有翻译的时候不要讲，因为讲了没用。
If there's no interpreting, there's no point because.
通常神如果感动一个人，要他讲出信息，一定同时会感动另外一个人起来翻译的。
Usually, if someone is moving someone to speak, then God will also move someone else to interpret them.
所以 那个人不会自己起来这样随便乱讲。
So that person would not just say anything they want.
因为教会是神的掌权，是有秩序的。
Because the church is controlled by God and there is order.
但是若用祷告，就能得神悦。
But with prayer, then you would be pleased by God.
因为祷告，我们用灵祷是跟神在讲话的。
Because when you pray and speak in tongues, you are speaking to God.
不需要别人听得懂。
Other people do not need to understand.
如果别人听得懂，我们反而会紧张呢。
If people understand, we may become nervous.
我们有一姐妹哈。
There's a sister.
她在外信主。
She believed in the Lord.
高中那个时代哈，她被她的朋友邀请说哈，参加那个其他教会的聚会看看，她说好，她就去了。
When she was in high school, she was invited to go visit another church denomination, so she went.
她去了几次之后，她就不去了。
After she went a few times, then she stopped going.
压力太大了。
There was too much pressure.
第一
，First，
去听道理，那个讲道人就翻一节圣经。
When,
你念一念呢
？When they were speaking the doctrine, then the speaker would just speak from flip to a verse.
然后圣经就翻起来，就盖起来了。
And then close the Bible.
好，接下去开始就讲啊，这个现在发生什么事情，讲道人的想法啊，现在反正就是讲社会新闻了。
And then after they close the Bible, then the speaker was talking about news in the society or their opinions and ideas.
他就觉得说。我听这是干什么
？So the sister felt like, why am I listening to this?
我是要来听神的话的。
I'm here to listen to the words of God.
但是就读一点圣经就翻起来，就盖起来之后，整堂聚会都没在讲翻圣经了。
They only started with a few verses from the Bible, but then they closed the Bible, and the whole rest of the sermon was not about it.
不打紧，聚会完之后就开始传袋子。
That's fine, but then after the service ended, there was a bag that was being passed around.
那她是个高中生，家里又很穷，根本没钱。
She was in high school and she was very poor, and she did not come from a wealthy family.
她又不想装假，所以她传到袋子在她面前的，她都头低低的，她也不会说我说伸手放进去空的，然后就算出来，但没有啊。他就不会装假了。
So and she felt very embarrassed, and so she didn't want to be fake. And so she just saw the bag that was handed to her, in front of her face.
好了，那传完袋子之后，好不容易，下一步啊，祷告。
So the next step after passing around the bag to collect money, then there was time to pray.
祷告就是这个带领的人用悟性祷告。
And when they were praying, then the leader was leading a prayer of understanding.
他本来想说那个带领人祷告完之后就 OK 了，就阿门了，还不是。
So she thought that at the end of this prayer, then everything was done after amen.
接下去轮流大家一个一个祷告。
But then everybody was praying one by one.
他就在那边紧张了。
She was very nervous.
这些人都好厉害，每个人都很会作文。
Because everybody was really good at speaking.
因为他们都圣经很熟啊，都用圣经的话这样子跟神祷告，特别是用诗篇里面的。
They were all well versed in the Bible, and they would especially use psalms for their prayers.
他刚刚来教会的时候，他说这个我都不懂啊。
So when she first came to this church, she thought I didn't understand anything.
哇，他就很难熬啊，那个祷告不知道怎么过。
And she didn't know what to do with the prayer.
这样去了大概两次，或者说他就不去了。
So she went two times, and then she didn't.
他说我还是在真耶稣教会。比较轻松，比较喜乐。
And she said, I have more joy and it's more relaxed.
她说我至少祷告，我都不需要去想说别人听得懂吗
？Because she felt like when I have to pray, I don't need to worry whether or not people
understand. 我就用灵言跟主耶稣祷告就好了。
I just need to speak in tongues and pray to Lord Jesus.
就算我说哈利路亚没关系啊。
Even if I say hallelujah, it's okay.
她后来从此就发现说，在真教会里面真是宝贝。
And then she realized how precious it is to be in the true church.
有灵言可以用灵言祷告，跟主耶稣直接说话。
To be able to speak in tongues and directly to Lord Jesus.
我跟神讲话，我干嘛要人家知道
？If I'm talking to the Lord, why do I need other people to know?
所以，若用祷告，用灵言祷告，是跟神说，我们是得到神的喜悦，根本就不会在乎别人是怎样听的。
So praying in tongues is that we are speaking directly to God, so we don't have to worry about what we are saying.
第三节说，方言宝贵，怎能不说？圣灵造就，自恨自责。
Verse 3 says that the speaking tongues is so precious. How can you not speak them? The Holy Spirit edifies, and you may hate or rebuke yourself.
圣灵是我们的保惠师、训慰师的。
The Holy Spirit is our counselor.
我们做什么事情，圣灵都知道的啦。
Whatever we do, the Holy Spirit knows.
骗不了神的。
You cannot cheat God.
我们今天如果做了什么坏事，
if we have done
别人不知道，神肯定知道。他接下去用圣灵。
If we have done anything bad, even if people don't know, but God knows, and God would know to rebuke us.
我们今天属神的人，休想说能够欺骗神什么事。
If we belong to God, we do not need to think that we can try to cheat or lie to God.
我们内心里面一举一动，神都很清楚的。
Because everything that we do, God knows very clearly.
有任何不应该有的想法，其实圣灵就会责备我们哦。
Any thoughts that we should not have, the Holy Spirit will rebuke us.
我们如果祷告用灵言祷告，圣灵就会责备我们，就会醒悟啊。
And when we pray with the Holy Spirit, then we would be awakened.
我们会有一个 个那个良心会很敏感。
Because we have a conscience that's very sensitive.
那敏感就是说我们不敢得罪神。
Which means we do not dare to sin against God.
因为我们心里想什么神都知道。
Because whatever we think, then God knows.
我们那个姐妹她来信主的时候。
When the sister came to
believe, 她经历了那个她想什么神都知道。
And she realized that whatever she thought about, God knew.
他在想的那个，他只是祷告在想而已啊。结果后来几天之后，神就照他所想的给他应验了。
She was just thinking about it in prayer, and then a few days later, then God would answer her.
神既然听到我们的祷告，他也知道我们在做什么事。
And since God knows, hears our prayers, He knows what we are doing.
所以在灵言祷告当中啊，有时候圣灵会责备我们。
So when we speak in tongues, sometimes the Holy Spirit will rebuke us.
顺服的人接下去一定会改变的。
And if we submit, then we will be transformed.
绝对不敢继续再做这个恶事。
We will not dare to do this evil.
这是为什么说？今天我们是 神的儿子，绝对不会继续在罪里面。
This is why if we are the sons of God, then we would not live in sin.
那圣灵说话，我们人不懂啊。
The Holy Spirit will speak and people do not understand.
但是对神说的。
But whatever we say to God.
在心里面说出奥秘。
In the heart, you would speak mysteries.
有时候是我们自己责备自己。
Sometimes you are rebuking yourself.
如果我们是自己责备自己才有用的。
If we rebuke ourselves, maybe that's the only way that's
useful. 如果都是别人要责备我们，我们就反弹了。
If other people keep on rebuking us, we will want to fight back.
我们人通常都不喜欢听到人家责备的话。
Usually we don't want to listen to words of rebuke from
others. 但是如果我们自己觉得说我们自己亏欠的，我们自己就愿意承担。
But if we ourselves feel like we are falling short, then we would be willing to bear this.
所以事实上灵言祷告在说出各种属灵的奥秘，包括责备的话。
When you pray in the spirit, then many times you're speaking in mysteries, including words of rebuke.
甚至有时候我们自己讲错话，我们不知道，但圣灵会提醒我们，让我们知道说我们说错了。
Or if we say the wrong words, sometimes we don't even realize, but the Holy Spirit would tell us.
第四节说，方言宝贵怎能不说？圣灵感动，满怀火热。
Verse 4 says that the, speaking in tongues is so precious, how can you not say them? When you're moved by the Holy Spirit, you're full of fervency.
真的被圣灵感动的时候，内心是火热的。
And truly, when you're moved by the Holy Spirit, your heart feels warm.
有时候我们对神这样子不能不热。
Sometimes we are lukewarm to God.
事实上因为我们根本没有在真的在灵里面祷告被圣灵充满的。
Because we're not truly praying in the Spirit and filled by the Spirit.
我们会觉得说，哦，我今天反正有机会就好了，我满足了。
We may just feel like, okay, this is just fine, and I'm satisfied.
但是我们做别的事情就很积极啊。
But then we're very persistent and proactive in other things.
敬拜神的事情有就好，没有也算了。
But in terms of things of worship, then we think it's okay either way.
这个有时候就是我们受到世界的影响啊。
And sometimes we're influenced by the world.
因为我们追求就是世界上的东西啊。
Because what we pursue are things of the world.
但是如果圣灵感动真的充满的时候，你就火热起来，身体就火热。
But if the Holy Spirit truly moves us, then we will feel fervent.
不然使徒教会当时怎么发展的？
Otherwise, how was the apostolic church spread?
因为圣灵像火。
Because the Holy Spirit is like fire.
会让我们心里面产生力量。
It will give us strength in our heart.
我们会很积极的想要去执行神的道理。
We will be very proactive in pursuing the words of God.
然后他说，方言泉涌，句句有节。
Speaking in tongues is like a source of water, and every sentence is proper.
就是有秩序的。
There is a structure.
不是听让你真的很害怕。
You're not afraid from listening.
态度声音绝不暴烈。
The attitude and voice are not violent.
就是圣灵本身是我们是可以控制的。
So we can control the Holy Spirit.
我们因为这个圣灵是神的灵，是顺服的灵。
Because this is a spirit of submission from God.
我们祷告不会这样子，那个动作哇，剧烈到让人家害怕。
When we're praying, it's not these dramatic actions where people are afraid.
哦，有时候之前不是讲过一个姐妹，她那个祷告，其实，在用圣灵祷告，但是被那个魔鬼干扰，她不知道。
So there was before I had mentioned there was a sister who was praying, but she was it was actually disturbed by an evil spirit, and she didn't even realize.
因为她心里面不服真理。
Because she did not submit to the truth in her heart.
结果就给魔鬼留地步。
So she gave a foothold for Satan.
哇，她祷告很激烈啊。
And when she was praying, it was very violent.
有时候唱歌唱高音呢、啊。
When she was singing, it was in a very high voice.
又那个拍手鼓掌，这样很激烈啊。
And she's clapping and very
violently. 声音很大声。
It's very loud.
哇，那个旁边人觉得怎么会这样子
？And the other people around her would think it was strange.
后来那个有经验的那个工人一看就知道这个有问题。
And then those with more experience, they realized there was something wrong.
因为如果是圣灵的充满感动，不是这样子的。
Because if you're filled by the Holy Spirit, it's not like this.
不是我们祷告的时候那个外在的表现。
Because it doesn't matter how we appear outwardly when we're praying.
祷告完之后，我们到底做了什么？
It's what we
产生什么改变？
Done or change after we have prayed.
哦，那所以这个灵恩祷告的时候，其实是有次序的。我们是顺服圣灵在感动我们啊，然后再 在灵里面跟神沟通的。
So pray in the spirit, there is a structure, and we're having communion with the Lord.
圣经，这个都是应许，我们看得到的哦。
This is all promised in the Holy Bible, in the Bible, and we can all see this.
现在我们的诗歌哈，把这些道理啊，把它集在一起，变成254首。
So the hymn in the Chinese lyrics have gathered these for hymn 254.
很期待我们的那个赞美诗哈，像这样的一个那个歌词哈，能够中英文都一样。
So hopefully we can have lyrics that are consistent in Chinese and English.
我们大家一起唱的时候都有一同的感受。
And then when we're all singing together, we can have the same experience.
不然哦，如果唱这一首哈，唱英文的跟唱中文的根本在想两件事情。
Otherwise, actually, for this hymn, there's a completely different experience in English and Chinese.
不没办法合一的时候哈，那个心不一样，那个力量就分散了。
But when we are not united, then our hearts and our spirits are all in different places.
请看诗篇三十六篇。
Let's now look at Psalm 36.
诗篇三十六篇。
Psalm 36.
三十六篇，请来读第五节。
Verse 5.
三十六篇第五节，主啊，你的慈爱比上及诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。
Verse 5, your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds.
第六节，你的公义好像高山，你的判断如同深渊。主啊，人民深处你都救护。
Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast.
第七节，神啊，你的慈爱何其宝贵，世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings.
八节，他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水。
8. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures.
第九节，因为在你那里有生命的源头啊，在你的光中我们必得见光。
9. For with you is the fountain of life, and your light we see light.
第十节，愿你常施慈爱给认识你的人，常以公义待心里正直的人。
10. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart.
这篇诗篇一样是大卫所做的。
This is also the Psalm of David.
他特别啊在赞美神。
He is especially praising God.
投靠神人有福的。
And he is relying on God.
那恶人哦。恶人就是心里面不怕神的，不认神的人。
The wicked are the ones who do not know or believe in God.
恶人心里所想的都是罪恶了。
The wicked are always full of wicked thoughts.
所以恶人做恶事嘛，我们昨天有谈到了。
And so wicked people will do evil things.
但是今天公义的，如果是义人，一定是做神喜悦的事。
But righteous men, they will do what is righteous to God.
那接下去一定享受神的慈爱。
And they will enjoy the mercy of God.
所以神的慈爱何其宝贵啊！
And so the mercy of God is very precious.
第七节特别说。
Verse 7.
然后他说，世人现在都要投靠你的翅膀的荫下。
Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings.
就是我们如果能够来投靠主，在他的翅膀荫下得到保护，真的是很安全呢。
So if we can put our trust into God, we can feel very protected.
今天我们到什么地方去？哪一个地方是安全的？
Today, wherever we go, where is safe?
如果没有神保护，哪个地方都不安全呢？
If God is not protecting us, there is nowhere that is safe.
如果有神保护，最危险的地方也是安全的。
If God is protecting us, even the most dangerous place is safe.
今天很多有些情况，我们是不敢到教会来，因为危险呢。
Today, because of many situations, we don't dare to come to church because things are dangerous.
我们有时候甚至不让我们孩子来教会。
Sometimes we don't even want our children to come to church.
为什么？
Why?
因为怕危险呢。
Because we're afraid of
the
dangers.
说到这里危险，会被感染。
We feel like it's dangerous to come here. We may get affected.
如果我们相信这里有神，
if we believe there is God here,
我来投靠神的翅膀荫下，我安全。
And I'm here to put my trust under the shadow of God's wings.
我们如果把我们孩子带到别的地方去，
if we bring our children somewhere else,
我们相信说，哎，那个地方人做得很好，他们很安全。
And we believe that that place has all the safety precautions and measures.
我们有一个姐妹一样啊。
There's a sister.
她在社会上工作。
She works in the society.
她想说，她参加社会的活动啊，也很积极啊。
And she was very proactive in joining all the activities in the society.
她想说，他们也戴口罩，也做什么都有啊。
They're all wearing masks and being
她去，她一定很放心，说我去那边安全。
And when she goes, she knows she feels really safe.
结果她去那边参加一个会议，回来全家 都感染了。
And then she went there to attend a meeting, and then she went home, and the whole family got infected.
如果不是神保守，你到哪个地方去有安全
？If it's not by the protection of God, wherever you go, it is safe.
如果有神帮保护我们
，If God is protecting us,
当众人认为说这个地方很危险的时候，反而是安全的。
Even when everyone thinks and says that it is dangerous, it is actually safe.
这是圣经里面神的应许。
This is the promise of God in the Bible.
我们信不信而已、啊。
Whether or not we believe,
信的人就得到了。
If we believe, we will receive.
接下去第八节说
，Verse 8,
他们必因为你殿里的肥甘得以饱足。
They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house.
这就是在神的殿里面所得到的属灵的粮食。
This is the spiritual food that you receive in the temple.
这个叫做救恩的筵席。
This is the feast of the salvation.
在这里领受的是真理。
And what you receive is the truth.
是神的教导。
It is the teachings from God.
是让我们可以跟世界分别的。
So that we may be separated by the world.
是让我们可以真的成为神的选民的证据。
And this is the evidence that we can truly become the chosen people.
今天安息日，我们如果没有重视。
Today, if we do not emphasize Sabbath.
我们要怎样去跟人家宣告说我的神是真的？
How can we proclaim to people that my God is the true God?
所以我们要想想我们的信仰本身。
So we need to think about faith.
安息日是属神的日子。
Sabbath is a day that belongs to God.
是神祝福的。
It is a day blessed.
它分别为圣。
And it is separated made holy.
我如果相信他，
if I believe in
我把今天分别出来。
I am separating today.
专属神。
And focus on God.
我就把我的整个生命放在以神为乐。
And I am putting my whole life in delighting in God.
我的内心已经满足。
And our hearts would be satisfied.
我们的生命得到神的保守。
And our life would be protected by God.
神的祝福一定远超过我们所求所想的。
And the blessings of God will surpass our understanding.
这个叫信心，这个也叫体验。
This is called faith and experience.
这是在每一周的安息日我们都可以进行的。
And this is something we can have every Sabbath.
这是为什么我们的信仰可以成长的原因。
And this is how our faith can grow.
我们也是向世人宣告，我是属神的，他的百姓。
Proclaiming to the world that we are people who belong to God.
因为我们把神所分别的这个日子把它尊重了。
Because we're emphasizing this day that has been made holy.
我们愿意顺服他。
We're willing to submit to him.
这是他跟我们人之间的证据，属他的名的证据。
This is the evidence of us and God.
如果我们是属神的，那我们还有什么好怕的呢
？If we belong to God, what do we need to be afraid of?
在他的翅膀底下。在他的荫下，我们得安全。
We are under his wings and under the shadow, and we are safe.
那不止这样子啊。
Not only this.
他说我们来这里，他叫他，你也必叫他们啊，就是神一定必叫他的百姓喝你乐河的水。
It also says in verse 8, you give them drink from the river of your pleasures.
你就想这个叫做 river， 就是神的喜乐，神喜乐的这个河了哈。
This is a river of joy from God.
那这个神的喜乐的河是什么意思啊
？What is the river of joy from God？
这个河哈、一定要有源头的。
A river has a source。
这个叫做生命的源头。
This is the source of life。
所以他第九节才会说，在你那里有生命的源头。
This is why in verse 9 says, "For with you is the fountain of life."
在你的光中，我们得以见光。
In your light, we see light。
所以神是生命。
So God is life.
他赏赐生命给我们。
And He has given us life.
在他那里是生命的源头。
And in Him is the source of life.
那他又是光。
And He is light.
所以他我们来就近光，我们一定在光明当中行。
So we need to walk in the light.
我们就可以分别什么是圣的，什么是俗的。
Then we know what is holy and what is worldly.
我们可以知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
We know what is right, what is wrong.
不管社会怎么讲。
No matter what the society says.
神说的就算。
What God says is right.
因为神的光是真光。
Because the light of God is the true light.
世界的光有时候暗淡的。
The light of the world will dim.
因为等到时代变了，以前认为对的可能现在错。
Because throughout the generations, what was right in the past may become wrong.
现在错的可能又对，又真真假假搞不清楚啊。
And even today, there are many truths and false things.
但是神是真光，绝对不变。
But God is the true light that does not change.
他的真理永远不会变的。
He is the truth that never changes.
所以现在我们行在神的光中，就是我们生活有准则，绝对不会偏左右偏摇摆的。
So when we walk in the light, then we would not go left or right, but we would know to walk the right path.
我们不会自打嘴巴说以前认为这样子，现在不一样。
We would not beat ourselves and say that this is different than what was before.
一直都是走在神的路上的。
Because we have always been walking on the path of
God. 你看现在多少政治人物 现在就开始被人家抓把柄了。过去你就不是讲这个样子吗？你现在为什么就这样讲
？There's so many politicians today where their words are caught by themselves or other people because they would say that you didn't say this in the past.
他遵循的不是神的真理啊。
Because they were not following the truth of God.
是人的法则，人说这样子，这个时候人家说这样子，哦，就这样子。
They're following the people and the human laws and saying that this is their truth.
这个不是神。
This is not from God.
神的不是这样子的。
And God does not speak like this.
一定是永远对的。
He is always right.
以前是这样子，现在也是这样，以后永远都是这样子。
He was like this in the past, present, and future.
所以我们今天信神的人一定是真的。
And so if we believe in the Lord, then we are true.
我们的生活一定有准则，绝对不会摇摆。
Our life would have principles and would not be shaken.
而且越老越坚定才对。
And the older that we are, the more consistent we are.
不会越老了说，我以前信的好像不对，不可能。
Wouldn't become older and then think, oh, how come what I believed in the past was wrong?
一定是越来越深入说，哦，我的主很好。
Then it should be that you are going deeper and then realizing how great our Lord is.
我们知道诗篇这二三十六篇三十七篇都是大卫年老的时候所写的。
Psalm 36 and 37 were written by David when he was older in age.
你看三十七篇来看这一节。
Psalm 37,
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
诗篇。三十七篇二十五节。
Psalm 37 verse 25。
我从前年幼，我现在年老，我却未见过义人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
I have been 25. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread.
三十六，他终日恩待人，借给人，他的后裔也蒙福。
26. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed.
这是其实三十七篇，他是大卫那个年老的时候，他所做的这个。劝世箴言呢，就是说这一篇诗篇好像箴言一样。
And Psalm 37 is a psalm written by David when he was older, and it's almost written like Proverbs.
你看三十七篇很像箴言的话。
And Psalm 37 actually looks very similar to Proverbs.
他讲义人，他讲恶人，他讲得很清楚了。
He's talking very clearly about the righteous and the wicked.
神的道理都一样的，没变的。
The teachings of God are consistent and do not change.
他说我从年幼到年老，从来没有看过神的道理失误过。
And he said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen God fall from his truth.
倚靠神的一定是得福的。
Those who rely on God will be blessed.
而且神又很乐意的，他很喜悦我们来亲近他。
And God is pleased when we draw near to him.
所以你看第三十六节，第三十六篇哈，他第八节特别强调说。
So Psalm 36 verse 8.
今天投靠主的人，他们一定是因为你殿里面的肥甘得到饱足。
The people who believe in God, they're abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house.
这叫属灵的粮食了。
This is a spiritual food.
我们人因为有真理而得到满足。
Because we have truth, so we are satisfied.
不是因为世界上是什么活动，或者是有什么样的什么人跟人之间的关系而到满足的，不会。
Not because there are certain activities or interpersonal relationships in the world that we become satisfied.
来到神的殿，我们一定要得到神的话。
When we come to the temple of God, we have to receive the words of God.
那得到之后回去要做。
And then once we receive them, we need to do them when we go
back. 不能够听一听，哦，有道理，有道理，回去还是一样。
We can't just listen and think, okay, this makes sense, and then go back to the
same. 那这样子其实没有改变。
Because in this way, you're not changing.
这是为什么圣经才说，有人常常学习，哦，但是终究不明白。
This is why the Bible says that sometimes there are those who are constantly studying and learning but could never understand.
这个道理都是只有在教会听听而已，回去都一样啊，没有改变啊，每天都过一样，每一周都一样的。
They just listen to the teachings from the Bible, but then when they go home and week after week, it's still the same. There's no change.
是增长知识，但是那个力量很微薄，没有力。
Even if they are increasing in knowledge, but there is no increasing in strength.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
没有力。就是因为没有得到那个力量的源头，就是没有被圣灵充满。
There is no source of strength which is not being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那我们在这里来到神的殿，他要喝神乐喝的水。
But when we come to the house of God, we need to drink from the river of God's
pleasures. 这个河是生命的河。
This is a river of life.
所以神是生命的活水泉。
And so God is the source of the living water.
主耶稣应许那个撒玛利亚妇人。
And Lord Jesus had promised the Samaritan woman.
我要赐给你生命的活水。
I will give you from the river of life.
你喝了就不会渴啊。
And you will not thirst.
啊，那个妇人很期待啊。那好啊，主啊，你把这个活水给我。
The woman was very joyful and said, Lord, please give me this water.
主耶稣讲的不是物质上的水。
Lord Jesus was not talking about this water in the world.
讲的是他从他所给的这个救恩，这个生命。
He is talking about the salvation, the life that he is giving.
那当然，那个时候撒玛利亚妇人不是很清楚啊。
And at the time, the Samaritan woman did not understand.
可是后来主耶稣他讲的更清楚。
But then later on, Lord Jesus was clear.
他要试着 这个生命的活水是什么？
He wanted to explain what this river living water is.
约翰福音第七章。
John 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John 7.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
节期的末日，最大就是耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
38节，信我人要从，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
然后39，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him will receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
主耶稣要赐给我们那个生命的活水。
Jesus will give us this living water of life.
这个活水其实要广大像河一样，生命的河。
This living water will be as great as a river.
那这个河，它要赐给我们每一个人愿意来的人都可以得到。
And this river will be given to everyone who comes and receives.
那这个河。这个生命的河那个源头是主耶稣本身啊。
And this river of life, the source is Lord Jesus Himself.
他邀请每一个人都可以得到的。
And He is opening this invitation so everyone can receive.
这是为什么在启示录二十一章里面他说
？This is why in Revelation 21,
启示录二十一章的
Revelation 21,
第六节
verse 6,
现在主耶稣已经成全救恩了，救恩已经成全了。
Lord Jesus has completed the salvation.
第六节
verse 6.
他又对我说：“成了，都成了。我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴人喝。”
Verse 6, and he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts."
约翰福音那时候他的应许，主耶稣还没有被钉十字架，所以圣灵还没有降下来。
In the Gospel of John, when it was spoken there, because Lord Jesus was not yet crucified and the Holy Spirit did not yet come down.
但是在启示录的时代，主耶稣已经被钉十字架，复活升天了，圣灵也降下来建设教会了。
But by Revelation, Lord Jesus already was crucified, resurrected, and the Holy Spirit came down.
他更预言到将来主耶稣还要再来。
And he also prophesied that Lord Jesus will come again.
到最后，你看得胜的一定被迎接进入他的天国里。
And in the end, those who are victorious will be welcomed into the kingdom of God.
在那个地方，就是超越了，已经不是我们带着肉体这个世界里。
And that place will surpass the material world that we belong in.
是都成为属灵的。
But it will all become spiritual.
主他其实在旧约的时候预言说，那个神的殿，从神的殿里面要流出那个生命的活水，江河。
Was already prophesied that there will be this river of living water that flows out.
那个是。在以西结书四十七章里面所预言的
，It was already prophecy in Ezekiel。
那个其实在预言的就是他的教会
，And it was prophesying about his church。
从教会里面要流出这个圣灵的活水
，From the church there will be this living water。
这是从耶稣基督身上涌出来的
，And this flows out of Lord Jesus。
要在他的山，他的教会里面来领受
，And you will receive this on his mountain, on his church。
主耶稣说
，Lord Jesus said。
我要把生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴人喝。
I will freely give that water to those who thirst.
他所以愿意来寻求来喝的都得到。
And so whoever is coming, believing will receive.
只要我们觉得说我是口渴的。
As long as we say that we are thirsty.
我需要喝这个生命喝的水。
I need to drink from this living water.
就一定可以喝得到。
Then you will be able to receive.
看第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
启示录二十二章第一节
，Revelation 22，
这是从神的圣城里面所出的水，所出的河。
This is the river of life that is coming out。
第一节说，天使就指示我在城内街道当中有一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来的。
Verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
从羔羊的宝座流出来，就是神施恩的宝座前。
It is from the throne of the Lamb, which is the mercy seat.
现在，你看，在大卫那个时代啊，他就已经预言，他就已经看到了那个在神的殿里面，会有一道生命的水流出来，是神所喜，神的喜乐满足。
And in the time of David, we could already see this joy and satisfaction from God.
我们今天要以神为乐，如果没有圣灵，做不到。
Today, if we want to delight in God, if it is without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do this.
因为渐渐的，你会发现说，哇，世界上的那个东西，眼睛所看到的，好像很实在。
Because we will realize that things that we see in front of us in the world, they seem very real.
要有属灵的能力跟智慧才看得，才有办法超越。
But we need spiritual strength and sight in order to surpass this.
然后才会有办法敬畏神。
And then we can fear God.
那敬畏神的哈，其实神就赐给他智慧了。
And those who fear God, then God will give them wisdom.
因为智慧的开端就是从敬畏神来的。
Because the beginning of wisdom comes from the fear of God.
哦，我们在读箴言的时候，我们已经读过的。
And when we were reading Proverbs, we read this.
那我们如果能够照神的话去做人，就是聪明人了。
And if we follow the words of God, then we will be wise.
现在这一个生命的乐和，就是说，这是神所喜悦的，神的喜乐在这里。那这里会涌出像那个河流一样，我们要来汲取，要来喝。
This river of God's pleasures is where this fountain of life is, and we need to drink from it.
所以我们今天以神为乐。
So today, when we delight in God,
要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那要从圣灵得到智慧。
And we need to receive wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
那接下去会更愿意敬畏神。
And then we would be more willing to fear God.
这个就变成一种良性的循环。
And this becomes a good cycle.
当我们越敬畏神的时候，我们得到的福气就越多。
When we fear God, then we will receive even more blessings.
体验就越深入。
And a deeper experience.
所以信仰最后变成我们每一个个人跟神的关系了。
And in the end, faith will become individual relationships between us and God.
看以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah 11.
十一章。第一节
Verse 1
以赛亚书十一章第一节，从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
Verse 1 There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
第二节，主的灵必住在他的身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏主的灵。
2 The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
第三节说，他必以敬畏主为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻。
3 His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears.
第四节，要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。
4. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked.
这一段是预言，跟耶稣基督有关系。
This is a prophecy that had to do with Lord Jesus.
但是他所强调的，其实也预告了我们今天要领受应许的圣灵之后所得到的那个属灵的效果。
It is also emphasizing the effects that we would have after receiving the Holy Spirit.
这个神应许的圣灵是同住的灵。
The promised Holy Spirit from God is a dwelling spirit.
这个灵会让我们得到智慧和聪明。
It will allow us to receive wisdom and understanding.
让我们有谋略，有能力。
We will have counsel and might.
让我们又懂得敬畏神。
And we will know to fear God.
最后是以敬畏神为乐。
And will delight in the fear of the Lord.
那敬畏神一定是表现在我们的生活里。
And fearing God would show in our life.
所以我们在做审判、做判断的时候，我们不会按我们自己的想法。
So when we are making judgment, we would not do according to our own thoughts.
那我们一定会越来越追求这个圣洁完全的。
And we will pursue holiness and perfection.
以赛亚书四章的第三节，因为讲到这个神的灵，另外两个特质就是公义的灵跟焚烧的灵。
Isaiah 4 verse 3 says that this is also a spirit of righteousness and burning.
就是圣灵会把那个罪恶除去了。
Which means that the Holy Spirit will get rid of sin.
让我们哦，在生活当中越来越少错误了。
That we will have less and less mistakes.
那我们的内心越来越干净了。
That our hearts will become cleansed.
那如果我们内心干净，才有办法见到神吗
？And then when we have when we are clean, then we can see God.
清心的人可以见神。
Those who are clean in spirit can see God.
那我们如果得以见神，我们就是祷告，我们就会觉得很轻松了。
And if we can see God, then when we pray, then we can feel relaxed.
就是什么事情我们都有神帮我们担待，我们很放心了。
Because we know we can put all our burdens on God and feel relieved.
内心里面，我们会敬畏神的人，我们凡事就有准则。
If we fear God in our hearts, then in all things we have principles.
所以又赐给我们力量，那多好啊。
And this will give us strength.
今天我们如果做什么事情都有力量，那就 就可以凡事亨通。
And today, if everything we do, we have strength, then everything will go smoothly.
亨通不是说没有困难。
Doesn't mean that it is without difficulty.
就算有困难，也可以越过去了。
But even if there is difficulty, you can overcome it.
有病痛也会胜过。
If you have illness, you can overcome this.
就是说，你不会被这个困难或者是病痛打倒。
You will not be beaten by this illness or pain.
就是有时候这样子，好像不是很顺，你会跨过去，一定可以继续往前走。
And even sometimes things are not going smoothly, but you can overcome it and keep going.
这个就是信仰的力量。
This is the strength of faith.
神他是这样子应许。
And this is what God has promised.
这是当时候大卫他的信心。
And this was the faith of David.
他邀请我们都能够这样做。
And he is inviting us to do this.
让我们一起来喝神乐喝的水。
So that we can all drink from this joy.
领受这个圣灵的充满。
This river of joy and to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵得力
量。And to receive strength from the Holy Spirit.
在生活当中真的以神为乐。
So that in our life we can delight in God.
不会以世界上的操作为喜乐。
That we are not delighting in the things of the world.
更不会以最终去享受最终之乐。
And would not be delighting in sin.
就是说我们一定会生活当中谨慎
保守。Which means we would be careful and cautious in our life.
因为知道肉体的这个最终之乐，有一天会带来痛苦，一定会你尝到后果。
Because one day our physical lives and our bodies will of course have pain and sorrow.
反正哈，这个原则绝对不会变，我们种什么就收什么。
This principle will not change, but whatever we sow, we will reap.
我们现在如果开始做改变
，But if now we take the chance to transform,
我们现在就种下那个敬畏神的这个行动，这个生活。
We can sow this action, this life, to fear God.
不久之后，我们一定收神给我们的喜乐。
And not long later, we will be able to reap from this joy.
我们一定得到力量，属灵生命得到提升。
And we will have strength, and we will have a better life.
愿主耶稣的灵帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus help us.
那我们可以共同都来从主的这个应许里面领受，而且我们可以得到满足。
So that we can receive and be satisfied by God.
我们不会像世人一样心灵饥渴。
We would not be like the people in the world who are thirsting in their
hearts. 不会到处去找这个什么世界上的娱乐了。
Or look for entertainments in the world.
我们会觉得说，我现在可以在神面前哦，来跟他这样子说话，建立关系，我就是很满足。
That we can feel very satisfied when we can come to God and to speak with Him directly.
那个满足之后，我们内心每个人都有喜乐，都有笑容的。
And then when we are satisfied, then we can be happy and joyful with smiles.
来到教会，我们不会每个人都愁眉苦脸，说哦，我好辛苦啊。
So that when we come to church, we're not just always sad and saying,
我害怕，不会。
I'm so afraid about everything.
每个人都很喜乐满足。
That we can all be joyful and satisfied.
我们互相祷告。
And let's pray for one another.
求主耶稣来带领我们。
And ask Lord Jesus to guide us.
我们接下来就来一起。重新祷告。
We're going to pray together.